I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. and 97 other countries announced a deal with the Taliban, assuring the continued evacuation of Afghan allies after the August 31 deadline. Meanwhile, some of these refugees have begun arriving in the United States. Anne Hamming of Tent Schools International.
And as the educational needs become evident, you know, we will be looking and listening and to try to find a partner to be able to help directly with the educational needs abroad. And when they are resettled here in the U.S., again, we will be partnering with our local resettlement agencies, well, really any Midwestern resettlement agency, to support them with educational technology.
Ask God to rest upon those fleeing Afghanistan and join with this work at missionnews.org. For hearing people who want to share God's love with the deaf, there are a few obvious barriers, the most obvious one being a language barrier. What could hearing individuals possibly do in deaf ministry? According to Rob Myers with DOOR International, there's actually a lot that hearing people can do for deaf gospel outreach. DOOR empowers deaf believers to impact their communities with Christ's hope. So first and foremost, pray for the vital gospel work of our deaf Christian brothers and sisters.
One of our deep prayers is that every single one of the leaders that we train and that we encounter would discover the place in God's kingdom that God has created them to serve in and to be in.
Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here on social media or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.